It's the corruption.
Stopping corrupt Africans. You better stop being corrupt. Because people are looking at you as unhappy just because you're corrupt. You know, a brown envelope here and there doesn't hurt, but when it's everywhere, it hurts the country.
No, brown envelope at all. It's the corruption.
Think of countries that have been invaded by, you know who. My geography is a bit scratchy. I've lived with an American long enough. You know, it's contagious not knowing geography.
It's contagious.
Yeah, if you live with an American, they can you know,
rub it off
you. They rub off. Why I don't know my geography anymore. Blame the American. Number one,
Nigeria.
Leave the damn Nigerians alone. Okay, not damn. You guys are not damn, okay? Because I know you can fight me. You're beautiful people. You're not damn. Number one.
Nigeria.
No.
Nigeria?
No. It's not number one. Let's chill.
What up, Chapter Chillers? It's your boy, Coach LJ. Yes, and I'm with my best friend, my better half. My awesomeness, the one and only Lady Caesar. She is in the building. Yes. Yes, you know we're about that vibe each and every week. You know what I'm saying? You know you got us, so we like to jump right in with Welcome to Sunday Fun Day, where we're all about learning, being informative, and having fun. What's popping on this Sunday Fun Day? I know we're going to last week talk about the happiest countries in Africa. So this week, why do you say?
Because we're going to talk about the unhappiest countries in the world.
And in Africa.
In the world. Because it makes me sad. Why in the world? Because they are mostly African countries anyways. So that's why I'm sad. Okay. Why they had to make my continent dirty like that. Anyways, so like you rightfully said, last week we did the happiest countries in Africa.
Yes.
Because we figured, who wants to know about the happiest countries in the world? Because we know it's going to be European countries anyways. Mm-hmm. So we thought, let's do the unhappiest countries in the world. Well, in Africa, because that's what we promised. But I realized, hold on, the unhappiest countries in the world is in Africa anyways. So might as well do the almost unhappiest countries in the world, top 10. Okay, let's see which countries are unhappy. So in the latest World Happiness Report, like I've already indicated, that was surveyed, they surveyed over 100,000 people in more than 140 countries.
Okay.
All right. Between 2021 and 2023.
Okay.
So that's how they came up with this report. But this is the 2024 report. So they surveyed it for 2024. I don't know how, over so many years, but it's for 2024. Because things can change. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And maybe that's why Israel is in the top five. Because it was probably before the war.
Maybe.
And I still don't see why Israel is happy. Anyway. So
I can see it.
This is through the Gallup World Poll, all right? So you can go check it out. This is verified information. So participants were asked to evaluate their happiness mm-hmm. at a scale of 0 to 10,
okay?
10 representing, of course, the best possible life for them. And, of course, the lower you down, go down by 10, it means you weren't happy. So we saw from last week in Africa, most of them, countries that were happy, were ranging around five. So 5 out of 10, which is they half happy. Okay. So this week we want to kind of compare and see how you categorize unhappy. So what are they? So we're going to give you a score point of how they've seen to be
unhappy.
Okay. So out of 10. So are you ready for number 10? This is the world, by the way.
Okay. No addiction.
Oh, before we predict, I want to say they looked at 6 factors when they were given the survey and how they evaluated the happiness in their country or unhappiness, okay? Mm-hmm. Social support, the GDP per capita. We already explained what GDP is. If you don't know, go check out last week's video. Okay. Mm-hmm. A healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, generosity, like I'm still confused with the generosity part. It's like people are giving money away, or what do you think it is? Tell us in the comment section, because I'm confused about this generosity part. Anyway, and perception of corruption. Well, well, well.
It's the corruption. That's
what I think it's the corruption.
It's the corruption.
Because I think Africans are pretty generous.
Yeah, it's the corruption.
And I think
they rate high, 10 out of 10 with the corruption.
I think so. And yeah, it took the numbers way up.
The corruption.
Stop being corrupt, Africans. You better stop being corrupt. Because people are looking at you as unhappy just because you're corrupt. You know, a brown envelope here and there doesn't hurt, but when it's everywhere, it hurts the country.
No, brown envelope.
Yeah.
No, it's not good anytime.
Here and there.
No, it's not good anytime.
But all the time.
It's not good anytime.
Let's give them grace here and there, okay? Because Americans and Europeans do it too.
Yes, but they do.
But when it's all the time and to everyone, they...
Yes, it's a red flag. It's a red flag.
Anyways, so what are the number number six here, perception of corruption?
Yes.
What are the predictions?
We know Nigeria is up there.
My God, you're really hating on Nigeria.
No, I don't.
Because of perception of corruption.
Yeah, come on. We know Nigeria. They got to put Nigeria.
They gotta?
At the last. I said Nigeria.
But you're saying they got to?
No, I'm saying they're going to. Yeah, I believe
poor
it's
Nigeria.
Up there.
Poor
Nigeria. I know.
If they're not there, you got to apologize to Nigeria.
Yeah, I know. I won't have to apologize. They're not there. But Nigeria... Libya? Was it in the top 10? No, they was in the top 10.
Libya was number one.
Yeah, Libya is number Africa, one. Yeah,
happiest. So don't be going after Libya.
Ethiopia.
Why Ethiopia? Because those are your people.
I don't know. You know, Ethiopia and a lot of the countries that's in Egypt, Ethiopia.
In Egypt? All
the countries.
There's only one country in Egypt, Africa. Which is Egypt. Oh, you mean like the region?
Yeah.
You mean North Africa? Because it is in North Africa?
Yes.
Why Egypt is in North Africa?
And Ethiopia is in North Africa, yeah.
No, Ethiopia is not.
It's East Africa. See, I'm messing up my geography.
Boy, tell me about it.
I'm messing up my geography. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So anyone in that geographical.
Where?
Ethiopia.
Confused too? Yeah, I know.
Wherever Ethiopia at?
You don't even know where it at, but you're clustering them.
Yeah,
say
I know.
Bad.
Is it in the east or north?
But why Ethiopia? Those are beautiful pieces.
I know. I don't know. You know, because they were.
And those are your people. Look at you looking all Ethiopian.
Yeah,
and you're throwing them under the bus.
But this is going to be surprising to me. I don't know. I'm just throwing out names.
So I see that.
I really don't know.
You're calling them regions and...
So this for this year, I'm not sure. This for this year, it's dummy.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I don't think none of us is...
This is the world. So think of war, countries that have war. Think of countries that have been invaded by, you know who, the biggest bullies, United States of bullies.
El Salvador is up there.
El Salvador has been bullied by...
I don't know, but they had a lot of corruption as well.
I said bullied by we know who.
Oh.
We know who's the biggest bullies, right?
The U.S.
Of course. But they bully a lot of countries.
But Europe is a big bully too. Europe colonized more countries.
We're talking about bullying.
Yeah, they bully a lot of countries. Colonized a lot of countries.
That's back then. There's no more colonies right now. We're talking current bullies because we're talking 2024. Mm-hmm. So they said they surveyed between 2021 and 2023. So these are 2024 results. So who was the biggest bully between 2021 and 2023?
Asia is another one.
Asia, oh yeah, China.
It made bullies too. So. Yeah. China.
Anyways, let's jump on to because you're not giving us what we want. A huge majority, of course, is from Africa. We know that because the world does not like Africa.
I want to know if any in like South America.
Let's see.
So I would say maybe one or two is in South America, and maybe one in Middle Eastern. You know, like again, like Pakistan, the ones that are being bullied. Yep. Pakistan, one.
All right, number 10 of the most unhappiest country in the world.
Okay.
Ba-ba-ba-bum. I don't know what it was there about. Zambia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With a score of 3.502.
Mm-hmm. Zambia.
I've never heard anything bad about Zambian people.
So. Mm-hmm. Number nine.
Eswatini, Swaziland, which is.
Swaziland.
We know which country that is,
yes.
Right?
South Africa.
The country within South Africa. The tenth province of South Africa.
The tenth province.
And this is the one country that's still ruled by the monarch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they still have the rule by their king.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So Eswatini.
Eswatini.
And Eswatini has the most gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. Like if you want a beautiful wife, I recommend you go to Eswatini. They're beautiful, like naturally beautiful, but I guess they're still unhappy.
You're here for my wife.
So the world says.
Gentlemen, all the single men.
You better rush to Swaziland. Make the woman smile.
Make sure you clip that.
Number nine was the score was 3.502. So they are. They tying with Zambia.
Zambia, okay.
Because they bought 3.502. Number eight is Malawi.
Malawi.
Yes, okay. And Malawi score is 3.4.21. You're going to see, like with the happiest countries, they are like separated by decimals.
Decimals.
Right?
Points.
Yeah. So we see number 10, the lowest, the very unhappiest country in the world. Is Zambia, no, not very unhappiest, but number 10 of the unhappiest, it's 3.5. So that's like the lowest of the unhappiest. Mm-hmm. And as we go up, they go a bit higher. Remember, number 10 of the happiest was 4.something.
4. Mm-hmm.
I think just 4.9 or something.
4.9, yeah.
Okay. So Malawi takes number 8. Mm-hmm. Okay. Botswana takes number 7.
Okay.
Ola 7 is by Botswana, and their score is 3.383. Mm-hmm. And so you have been proven wrong because you said it's East and West Africa mainly that's unhappy. These are actually southern countries.
Yes, southern countries.
Yeah. Sub-Saharan countries that are the majority of these. Maybe we'll see West and East soon. Let's listen to, because Botswana is down south.
Down south, yeah.
Malawi is, I don't know. Eswatini is south. Zambia, I don't know.
Okay.
You can tell us, okay, because Christmas it's a bit scratchy. I've lived with an American long enough.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
It's contagious, not knowing geography.
It's contagious.
Yeah, if you live with an American, they can you know,
rub it off
you. That's why I don't know my geography anymore. Blame the American.
I blame it. I get the blame for it.
I knew my geography. I'm from Africa. I should know these things. Okay. But, you know, living with an American and in America, you forget about things. Because the world is American. Number six is Zimbabwe, another southern country.
Zimbabwe
is next door to South Africa.
Okay, I can see. I didn't think it's Zimbabwe.
When Mugabe was president, Mugabe, he really kind of messed up the country, I could say. I don't think it was his intention. I just think that white people got really mad at him because he really kicked them out of their properties and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then that messed up the economy, so they put the country under sanctions, et cetera. He didn't want to leave being a president. He wanted to be president for eternity. Like, seriously, he was, okay. In fact, our next episode will be on the longest turner of presidents. And you're going to see who takes the throne. Of course, it's Africans. They love big dictators. My people. Sure. All right, so
they love power.
Who doesn't?
They love power.
Look at Donald.
Yeah, Donald want to be a dictator too. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, watch out.
He's probably friends with them African presidents.
If he becomes the president here, oh, you better watch out.
Yeah. So that was number six, Zimbabwe, okay, uh-huh. My neighboring country. Number five is Congo.
Congo.
Remember, Congo Wait. Was in the top happiest.
Yeah.
So the mistake that I made was I didn't differentiate. So they separated, I think, within the cities. So Congo Kinshasa falls under the most unhappiest, and they get scored 3.295. And the unhappiest country was, I mean, Congo.
The happiest
was a certain region. I forgot the region because I don't have it down here. But okay. They separated it in, I guess, according to regions in Congo. So one part of, which is crazy, one part of Congo is happy and the other part is not so happy.
Mm.
It's possible, though.
Yes, Congo, I guess the country that was colonized or the country that was taken over.
What do you mean?
That was taken over. Colonized. Congo wasn't colonized.
It was colonized, but what I'm saying
is, so I guess the part that was colonized, probably they say.
No, they colonized the whole country. They don't colonize regions. They colonized like South Africa was colonized. The whole of South Africa was colonized.
Okay.
But I guess
even Botswana.
Botswana is not South Africa.
Okay.
South Africa is a
country.
Yes, the Americans. South Africa.
It's a country.
A country.
I know that.
Named after its geographical location.
Location.
Botswana is a country which is a neighbor of South Africa. It's in the sub-Saharan Africa.
Okay.
Don't confuse the two. South Africa is a country. Sub-Saharan is a region.
Okay.
Where you have countries that are in Africa within the southern hemisphere.
Inside South Africa.
No. See, American. You see the African map?
Uh-huh.
There's the equator.
Uh-huh.
So anything above the equator is in the northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Anything below the equator is in the southern hemisphere.
Okay, teacher.
You know what the equator is?
It's the middle. I don't know.
I give up. Let's move on. Anyways, number four is Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone's score is 3.245. I don't know what Sierra Leone. No, I think it's
come on, Jerry African. How do you deal that all that stuff that you said about African? Come on, Jerry. Come on. Come on. Oh, Jerry African. How do you tell me about South Africa? North Hemisphere and South Hemisphere and all the equator. Come on. What? Come on.
Number three.
Okay.
Guess who's number three of the unhappiest country in the world?
Nigeria.
Lesotho, another country within a country.
That's the cold part. That's the cold part.
So which makes me think that how is South Africa not unhappy?
I don't know. Because you remember you say it's not South African. They're not South African.
The sad part about these countries like Swaziland and Lesotho, they're pretty small countries.
Mm-hmm.
They're really small. They should, happiness rubs off.
I guess.
Majority of these people, like in these countries, they migrate to South Africa.
Because mm-hmm. they're so inside. You could drive. You could probably walk.
I'm telling you.
You could walk from.
Cross over. Mexico in the United States.
You can cross over.
Canada in the United States,
You can walk from one border to the next.
You don't even have to run. You can just
walk. Walk from one border to the next border.
So listen to people. You better walk and get contagious with South Africans and get some happy bubble. Number two is Lebanon.
Okay, yeah. That's the only country that's not in Africa. North Egypt.
Their score is 2.07. That's pretty. Those people are pretty unhappy.
Mm-hmm. That's where the war is, too.
Yeah, Lebanon. Mm-hmm. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah, Israel and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Near Israel, near Ethiopia, near Egypt.
No, leave Ethiopia out of this. Ethiopia is not close to those people.
But it's not too far. Mm, yeah, I mean, Ethiopia is in the Nile River. It goes through Ethiopia.
I guess. It's the Nile River. So Lebanon, you take the second position. And number...
But Nile River is long. It's one of the longest river.
Yeah, in Africa. Yeah.
One of the longest in the world.
Number one.
Number one, Nigeria.
Leave the damn Nigerians alone. Okay, not damn. You guys are not damn, okay? Because I know you can fight me. You're beautiful people. You're not damn. Number one.
Nigeria.
No.
Nigeria?
No, no, it's not.
What?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
They deserve it.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
There's war everywhere there.
I don't care. They still don't deserve it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The civilians don't deserve it. But, I mean, being unhappy, it makes sense. Let me rather say that it makes sense that Afghanistan is number one because there's been continuous unrest there.
Yes.
And they take a score of 1.721.
Yeah, because nobody want to live there. No one want to be there. It's
not safe.
Not safe. Nobody want to be there.
Nobody want to be there. So, as we notably know.
That's what they're trying to get out of there. So, yeah, I think they'd be trying to get out of there, too.
Yeah.
Go to neighbors. But ain't they visa is not acceptable, right? You remember?
They're not acceptable. But
in a lot of places.
But it's one of the worst visas to
visa
have.
Passport, yeah.
In fact, I think the top 10 unhappiest, majority of them, they are passports, not visas.
Passports.
This American is making me talk like him. They are passports.
Passports.
Yeah, passports is one of the most weakest passports.
Big passport. A lot of, yeah.
Okay. You want to know where Nigeria ranks since he's been bullying Nigeria? Globally, it's actually 102 globally. In the world.
In the world.
And in Africa, they 23.
23.
So they are kind of like this
in
with America. Because if you look at America in the world, America is number 23, remember, in the world.
But this is Africa, though.
I'm just saying that you mustn't laugh at Nigeria because in Africa, they number 23.
Yeah, they're 23. They're in the middle between all the African countries. Yeah, they're in the middle.
They're almost halfway.
Yeah, halfway. Yeah.
Out of 50 countries.
55.
Whatever. And then United States.
It's 23, but it's a lot of countries though in the world.
I guess 100 and something.
It's definitely over 100.
Yeah,
Africa got 55 by itself. I think it's over 200 countries in the world.
As we know, that they will look down on Africans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Are we that bad? Do we look that unhappy? Do we look... okay, the corrupt part, we take the crown. But I think it's exposed more because it's in Africa, don't you think?
Maybe.
No. Those people don't want to do their work. I mean, they given, like the government, they... Corruption. So maybe, maybe. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to defend you here, Africans.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not doing a good job. Anyways, before I spoil it, we want to say this podcast has been powered by Acorn.
Acorn.
So if you want to get started with Acorn, where you can invest as little as $5
a
month. And
or a week.
A week, right. I mean, you can invest a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of taking that $5 and go buying coffee. Go invest it in the stock market because they take your money and they put it in the stock market for you and you can do a direct deposit. I mean, that's how I've been saving as
Me
well.
Too.
I've just been saving through Acorn. And when it gets rainy, guess what? I go and take my money out, you know. And it takes a couple of days for them to release that money. No questions asked. So if you want to join the club, we have a link in the description box where you can actually go and invest as little as $5 a day,
$5 a day,
a week, or a month. You choose how much you want. And what I do like, what they do is they do keep the change as well.
Yes, yeah.
They add up the change where you are buying something for $2.98, for example.
Yep.
They take the 2 cents. It adds up over time.
Yeah, compound interest.
Right, they take the 2 cents. And they go and invest it somewhere. And you can select also your portfolio of how you want to have your money invested.
Yeah,
or they can do it for you.
Another thing I like about it too, because you could do a Roth IRA, do Acorn as well.
Yep.
So you could do a Roth IRA, you could save for retirement, things like that. And another thing I like about Acorn, because they tell you if whatever amount you invest in it, they tell you how much you have by the time you're 65, how much you have. So I like that as well because now they're telling you let's say you do $5 a week. Mm-hmm. If that $5 a week is telling you how much you will be when you turn 65. Mm-hmm. So what? Now you know, okay, you know what? If whatever amount you want to be, you want to have when you turn 65, you know you can increase the limit to get to the amount.
So in other words, it helps you to prepare for retirement.
Yes, for retirement.
On that note, we want to say don't forget to subscribe. And if you have not, well, if you have, we want to say thank you. If you have not, what are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. Because subscribing is free. Liking is free. Sharing to your friends is free. Watching is free. Even listening to the audio platforms, it's free. Like, you don't pay a penny, okay? Mm-mm. And even joining Akon is free.
It's free. Yeah, it's free.
But you're working towards
it. I believe it's for the world as well because it's an app.
Right. So anywhere in the world, you can just
go. Yeah, you just had to double check or whatever.
And it's an accredited app. We're not taking this to some fly by night.
No, it's a credit app. Yeah, they've been around.
We investing
in it. Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Yeah. So on that note, we want to say thank you. Hasta la vista. We love you, love you, love you.
Yes. Enjoy this episode. Check out the next episode we have for you. We always sign off with deuces.
Take care.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.